Orlando, Florida. The Sunshine State, home to Mickey Mouse, Universal Studios, Spring Break, and boy bands. We are here to change that. So get ready for more of the best independent music you've never heard. This is Insomnia Radio Orlando with your host, Marcy Brinker.
Hey everybody, Marcy here. Welcome to Insomnia Radio Orlando. I'm sorry this episode is about a week late of when I originally promised it, but I have been unbelievably sick. I got one of those nasty summer colds, and I've just been feeling really crappy, and my voice is still a little raspy, but I'm definitely on the mend, so I decided it was time to get the episode out. Now, whether you're aware of it or not, Orlando for a while had a reputation for producing a lot of boy bands. This was several years ago at the height of the heyday of the NSYNCs and 98 Degrees and Backstreet Boys and all of those crappy bands. And we were actually home base for Lou Pearlman, who was the guy behind a lot of those crappy bands. And somehow we sort of became famous for that here. And even though the boy bands have gone by the wayside, thank God, I'm not sure. I think maybe that reputation has been forgotten, but I'm not sure that anything has really replaced it as far as, you know, what Orlando's known for, besides being the home of Disney. So since I've lived here for about 16 years, I know that we have a really great music scene here, and I know that we have a lot of diverse bands. There's a lot of great things going on here, and Orlando's not a terribly big city, but it's a really nice place to live, and there's some really cool stuff going on here. So why don't you guys check it out?
Change.
Does that sound like a boy band to you? Yeah, I didn't think so. Actually, first up was a double shot from Derek Lynn Plastic. The first song was called Invisible Skin, which came from their debut EP. That was a six-song EP called Invisible Skin. And the second song was called Walk the Dead, and that came from their brand new one called Methamphetamines. You can check them out at their MySpace site, which is myspace.com/DerekLynnPlastic, or at the floridasdying.com website. And I'm going to have links on the show notes for this stuff, so you guys can check it out if you'd like. And you're going to be hearing more from Derek in the future on my show, because he's actually involved in a number of bands. He's a multi-talented kind of guy. He sings, plays guitar, bass, keyboards, and he's got his hand in at least three or four different bands that I really like. So I'm a big fan of Derek's, and you'll definitely be hearing more from him on my show. All right. And next up, we have a band called Stump and their song Car Crash. These guys were named UCF's Band of the Year for 2006-2007, so that's pretty cool. And I've heard they put on a great show. I haven't actually caught their show yet, but if you go to their MySpace site, which is myspace.com/stumpmusic, and that's Stump with two P's, they've got a whole bunch of dates listed. So if you're in the area and you get a chance to check out their show, definitely check it out, because I've heard they're really great. They also have a full-length CD coming out soon called Stumponomics, and you can get their first release, which is called Stump Grindin', at cdbaby.com.
She can cheat, but you're the cheater. More mistakes, but you keep falling deeper and deeper till you drown in with passion. No physical attraction, you're out of the action. You're asking, throwing in pollution, slow with all the things that you love are floating in the ocean.
She's got you going backwards, crazy. Curse her love.
Thank you.
If you're enjoying the music of Orlando, be sure to support the artists we feature. Get to their site by visiting our site, orlando.insomniaradio.net.
The song you just heard was Falling Trees by Boutros Boutros. And, you know, I think I actually love that song more every single time I hear it. I've probably listened to it, I don't know, a couple dozen times. And there's just something about the guitar tone. And I just love it. It gives me goosebumps. These guys are a band that is, they fluctuated back and forth between three and four members, and I believe there's four of them now. And they've just got one EP out. It's called Love Goes On. And their next show is going to be August 4th at Back Booth. So I'm really looking forward to checking them out because I've not seen them live yet, and I've heard they're really great. So I will be there on August 4th. And if you want to listen to some more of their songs, you can check them out at their MySpace site, which is www.myspace.com/Boutros. And then right before that, we had New Roman Times with the Going Away Gift. I really love this band, and they were actually the first band that I approached when I decided to do the podcast. So I'm really psyched that they were enthusiastic about me playing their music on the show. And that track came from International Affairs, which was their first release. And you can get that at iTunes, BarnesandNoble.com, Tower Records. You can get it at Park Avenue CDs if you live here in Orlando. And the core members of the band are a husband and wife team, Dan and Josie. And they relocated here several years ago from Denver. So I'm really glad that they live here now and we can claim them as our own. Right now, they're taking some time off to record tracks for their new EP, which is called Brighter Days, Darker Nights. And you'll be hearing some tracks from that because what I've heard from that sounds really awesome. And they do have one gig coming up at August 1st at Back Booth, and that's a CD release party for their friends Gasoline Heart, and they're going to also play with Mike Dunn and the Kings of New England. And next up, we have the band that was just, actually just this week, the Orlando Weekly Readers Poll came out, and they were named Best Pop Rock Act. So they were pretty excited about that. And I recently saw them live. They had a CD release party at the Social on July 3rd, and it was the first time I had seen them play, and I was so impressed with them. It was an awesome show. There's five of them. They're great musicians, and you know, I don't normally listen to that much music that has kind of a country flavor to it. I mean, I like blues and, you know, I like some classic stuff like Johnny Cash, but I just don't listen to a lot of alt-country stuff. And I like them so much, I picked up the album that night, and it's called Big White House. It's their very first one. And it's got 15 songs on it. And I got to tell you, this thing is, it's what my friends and I call wall-to-wall. Every single song is great. I mean, not just good, great. There's no filler. There's no bad songs. I mean, it's excellent all the way through. So 15 songs for $10. How can you miss? So check out their MySpace site, which is myspace.com/weareheathens, or you can go to the Post Records website, which is post-records.com. And they're doing a few dates on the East Coast and kind of through the Midwest. So check their MySpace site for those dates, too, because if they come to your area, you should really try to catch them. It's a fantastic show.
Tonight
have two more songs for you today. The first one is by a guy who calls himself Mark with a C. And the song's called Stuck With Me. And, you know, in a really short time, I've become a really big fan of this guy's music. He describes himself as a lo-fi guy who loves the sound of a four-track. If you go to his website, which is markwithac.com, you can buy, he's got three full-length CDs there, and he's got a brand new one that's coming out. I'm looking forward to that. That's coming out on August 26th. If you live here in Orlando, he's going to have a CD release party for that at Austin Coffee on August 26th. And the new one's going to be called Life's So Hard. And a word of warning about this song, it's really catchy, so you might find yourself humming it for the next couple of days. In fact, I hope you do. And then right after that, we'll hear Rocket 88. And Rocket 88's been around for a long time. I think they first formed in 1992. And I probably saw them in about maybe 93 or 94. I used to go to their shows. And I've always really loved their sound. They're sort of rockabilly, psychobilly. They took some time off and they weren't together for a while. And I was really pleased to see that they had regrouped and they've got all the original members back and they sound awesome. They have a CD that was released just last year called Alien Attack, and that's where this song comes from. It's called Rockabilly Hair. Hope you like it.
Just a
I almost forgot to mention that you can find Rocket 88's music at rocket88.org or at myspace.com/rocket88org. Well, that's about it for this week for me, and I'm glad I finally was able to get the show out, and I hope you enjoyed the music. And I also hope that you'll go and check out the other Insomnia Radio family of podcasts. If you haven't checked them all out, we've got, of course, Jason's original Insomnia Radio, which kicked off this whole thing. And then there's a bunch of really great regional podcasts. So far, I'm going to try to remember here. There's San Diego, San Francisco, Seattle, UK, Florida, New York, Baltimore, Cincinnati, and I've heard rumors of a bunch of upcoming ones, possibly Chicago and Nashville, I think. So I'm looking forward to hearing all of those. They're great shows. You should check them out. Definitely check them out. If you have any feedback, you can email me at orlando@insomniaradio.net, or you can post comments on the website, which is orlando.insomniaradio.net. I hope you'll come back and listen again next week, and I hope you'll stay subscribed. I have lots and lots of great stuff to play for you, so I hope you'll come back. And I will see you next week.
Insomnia Radio Orlando is a joint production of Indie Music Project and Insomnia Radio, killing your FM around the world.